Okay. And where was I? Thomas Hardware burned out on there. Canova's on the corner was spared, but they were damaged. But the middle, Nalvin Bobroff's, no, they came later. There were a bunch of little stores that faced on University Avenue were all destroyed. And then when it was rebuilt, Mr. Miller rebuilt all that building on which faces on University Avenue. And, the Lyric Theater. I have fond memories of Lyric Theater. It's where all the Western and cowboy shows were shown. In fact, it got to run down. All the kids used to call it the armpit. Oh, Lord. Well, from Saturday, you could go to the movies for 10 cents and see a Western and a serial and a comedy for 10 cents. That's fact. But the kicker was on Saturday morning, you had a nickel matinee. You go to the movies for a nickel up at 10 o'clock. Nickel went a long way in those days.
How did you get to the various places? What sort of transportation did you use, or did you just walk?
Walk. My family didn't own a car for many years. I still don't drive today, believe that. Most people don't believe it. The first time my family ever had a car was when my two brothers came home from the service. Neither one of them drove, and they went down and bought a car together, and my sister, as I understand it, went and picked it up and took them out and taught them to drive. Bought a Studebaker from Louis Burkham. Louis Burkham's Chevrolet Studebaker place at that time actually was in that building across from the Matheson Center, which, as I understand, has been remodeled into offices. Louis Burkham, that was his name, right there. Right now.
Zero, you could walk to work for all those years.
I walked to work all those years every morning because we lived close enough by. Yes. Yes. Sometimes I got a ride home. Sometimes I got a ride, but most of the time I could walk to the store in 10 minutes, you know, in those days, which was nothing. And what else? You know, where the railroad track is, it's taken up on 6th Street. When they built the First Union Bank, or was the Atlantic Bank at that time, they built the railroad station, which is on 6th Street, which is now part of the Santa Fe Junior College system. You know that building? And then right up, years before that, right up on where the railroad tracks went by at University Avenue and 6th, there was a railroad station called the T&J, which meant Tampa and Jacksonville. Trains came through here, and there was a T&J railroad station.
Did you take any of those trains?
I never did on the T&J, but I did ride the one. I remember riding the train to Jacksonville one time. In those days, I think it went close to Alachua up to by what they call Burnett's Lake and then curved back around to Jacksonville. I remember riding it one time.
And how long did it take?
I don't recall. I really don't. It's been so long ago. And there by the University Avenue and 6th Street, at that time, 6th Street was called Alabama, if I'm not mistaken. Gainesville Laundry was there. That would be on the North Ferries. One of the Greek inhabitants, he had his Moss Factory. The neighborhood, I played in that neighborhood, lived in that neighborhood, played in that neighborhood. Mr. Evans had his bakery right across the street there. And the main thing, I guess, at what corner of which is now Southwest 7th Street and University Avenue was my first job at Thrasher's Drugstore. Thrasher's Drugstore.
And so what were you doing?
My first job, I was a car hop. In those days, car could pull up to the curb and car hop would go out and bring out your tray, Cokes, and like you see in the movies now, put your tray on the side of the tray. Finally worked myself in, made 10 cents an hour then. That's when I got my Social Security card in 1936 and worked my way in to work on the fountain, became a soda jerk, made 25 cents an hour. Big money. And that was right there, just the school, high school was right there in the next block. What else do I know? In that neighborhood, so it was right close to work. And, I say yes. I like Gainesville. In fact, every time I go away, I'm always glad to be back, even today, even though it's become too big. I mean, so many new people that I don't know. I have a saying, I see somebody, and I tell my friends, everybody I know is old, because I don't know any of the new people anymore. But I know those days I knew everybody in town practically. And fact is, I ran into some young lady the other day. We were talking. She spoke to somebody. She said she was married to a young man, Tommy Evans. And I said, is that Billy's brother? She said, yeah. I said, I knew your granddaddy, Bill Evans, who had a soda shop right next to the Lyric Theater downtown. So, you know, it's...
You were certainly a part of the community.
I'd like to think so. I like to think so. I mean, I like Gainesville, and I think it's too big, but that's another story already. And
any final thought?
I'm glad to be here. Enjoying decent health in a comfort home. It's a nice little place. I live by myself now. My sister and I lived together till she passed away. We're in Jacksonville, and my sister in Tamarack, Florida, who lived in Miami for about 49 years. She recently moved to Tamarack, close to her son, so there's three of us left. You're talking about the Matheson Center.
Yes.
Isn't there a creek right down there by the Matheson Center?
I'm not sure. Tell me about it.
Well, it used to be a creek there. And the library used to be just on the other side of the Matheson Center. A little small library, of course, it's gone. And that's where the public library was. And I don't know if the new library covers that ground or not.
It's right next to the library. The new library is right next to the map.
Well, it still covers that ground, but I don't know. After they took that library down, I don't know where it was, if there was something where else, but that's where the public library used to be. And
thank you very much.
You're sure welcome. Hope it helps.
Yeah.